What is hope worth? Well, the last 2 weeks were the last days for my mother-in-law, Nancy Godsey. She was in a decline due to a very aggressive cancer. But in those last 2 weeks, she was joyous. She was excited and she had hope. Why? Because she had faith. Because she believed in God. She believed the promise that God loves us and that he has provided eternal life through his son. And with that, she had hope. Last week in our community, there were 6 different obituaries that were posted on social media. People who were sick with COVID, people who were sick with cancer, people who were suffering because of accidents. We've seen war, famine, plague on our small planet. And sometimes we just feel hopeless. But like Nancy, let's be strong. Let's understand our God as Isaiah paints the picture of our Father. In chapter 25 of Isaiah, verse 6, it reads, "On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a rich feast for all people, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats, the finest of wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all people, the sheet that covers all nations." What is that shroud? Death. God will remove the pain and sting of death. In fact, he has through his son Jesus. He will swallow up death forever, it says in verse 8. "The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from all the earth." Our Father will sit us down and will take his hand and brush away our tears. That's the picture. A loving father taking care of his children. That day is coming. Our King has come. He came as a suffering servant. He taught us how to be humble, how to be gentle. But he is coming again. And when he comes, he will come as a conquering king. And he will establish a new heaven and a new earth. And the first will be last, and the last will be first. And there will be no death. And as it says here, our Father will wipe away all our tears. If you're dealing with difficult circumstances, it's natural to hurt, it's natural to mourn, it's natural to be in pain. But don't lose hope. Your God loves you. He is with you and will be with you forever. Have a great week.